Schools around the country are operating at this point, but most are doing so remotely, with students logged into computers at home, often near their parents who are working from home. We've heard from teachers who are trying to do the best they can under the circumstances. But what about students? What is remote learning like for them? We're joined now by two students from two different districts in different states. Sixth grader Rebecca Gagneau is a student at the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School in New York. Rebecca, welcome.
Hi.
And also with us is Keitra Bippas, who's a senior at Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy in Arizona. Keitra, welcome to you.
Hi, thank you.
Well, and let me start with you, Keitra. You're a senior there. You're remote learning. Both of you are. How is it going so far to be learning remotely?
Especially compared to like in-person, I feel like we're losing a lot of like hands-on learning. And like I feel like we're going at a bit of a slower pace. But I do think that my school's adapted really well to the online learning environment and making sure it's not too stressful and that we're able to spend time away from the screen, even though we have to be on Zoom for all our classes.
And are you able to interact with your teacher as much as you would if you were there in person?
No, I'm not.
And what about with your classmates?
We basically just kind of like log on. I'm sitting in my kitchen usually, and then the teacher starts a lesson and then they end the lesson and then we just all leave. So we don't really get to talk to each other at all.
Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, what about you? You're in sixth grade. How is it going for you so far to be learning remotely?
Well, it's doing good. We sometimes get in late because it's hard to log on because Zoom sometimes doesn't let you in very well. But
yeah,
I feel like we're losing some of the learning because we have 50 minutes for each class, but there's also a point where they're doing attendance and students are logging on.
And when you go from class to class, do you have to get out of that Zoom and start another Zoom, or do you stay on the same one all day long?
So, yeah, we go class to class, so we have different teachers, but we have 15 minutes on each class. But then when we log out of the Zoom, we usually have 5 to 10 minutes of, like, stretching, getting a snack, and then we have to log on to our next class.
Now, I will say from an adult's perspective, it sometimes can be hard to stay focused when you're on Zooms all day long. How is it for you, Rebecca, in terms of just staying focused on what you're learning? Do you get bored watching the screen all day long?
I do. It's hard to stay focused, but so far I've managed to like not walk away from the screen or do that kind of thing.
And what about you, Keitra?
Our classes are only 40 minutes. And when we went online first in March, it was like an hour and 20 minutes for each class. So compared to that, it's a lot easier to stay focused, but I find it a lot harder to stay focused to do my homework. It feels kind of like I'm just like in class constantly. So it's a lot harder for me to focus on that.
And Keitra, what's your favorite subject at this point in the world of remote learning?
Probably English.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Rebecca?
I really like all the subjects, but I think if I would say my favorite, I think it would be art or music, but I also really do like English too.
How is it to be at home with your parents? And do either of you have siblings that are also around? Keitra, I'll start with you.
I actually have a little sister, so we actually go to the same school. And It's kind of hard adjusting to like having someone else like in class at the same time as you, and like hearing other people just kind of like moving around the house or like doing the dishes. It's kind of like hard to focus, especially if you're like during like a quiz or something. But my family's pretty good about being quiet, but it's a lot harder.
Rebecca, what about you? Do you have people at home with you also, and how has that been?
So my mom's an essential worker, so she's been out at her school, which is close to our house. So she's serving lunches out. My dad is upstairs in his office. I have a brother who is 14 months older than me, so he's in seventh grade. It is actually kind of distracting when he's shouting at the screen for something that only he can hear.
Do you ever shout at the screen?
No, not really. We usually mute our mics, so if I did, nobody would hear it. They would just see my mouth move.
And I imagine that it's difficult to be apart from all of your friends. Have you been able to stay connected with your friends?
Yeah. On Gmail, there's Hangouts. So if I want to talk to someone, I can just like add them on Hangouts and we can have conversations whenever we want. So yeah, I stay connected with my close friends, not like everyone in the class, but I have a few friends who, if I want to talk to them, I can talk to them whenever I want.
Keetra, have you been able to stay connected to your friends?
Yeah. So me and my friends, we usually just talk in like a text group chat. And I normally would just spend time like in class or during lunch talking to them. But now since it's basically like all like lesson time, I don't really have the chance to really catch up with other people. So it's just mainly my main group of friends that I have kept in touch with.
So let me just ask each of you, because, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about what's happening with school right now, with teachers and with superintendents and with parents. What about from your perspective, what would make it better for you given the pandemic and that, you know, until it's gone, things are going to have to be different, but what would make it better for you? I'll start with you, Keetra.
For me personally, it's my senior year, so I've been spending a lot of time working on like scholarship applications and college applications. And so a lot of the time, I feel like I would just normally have set up like an in-person, like maybe like an hour-long appointment with like my college counselor. But now I kind of have to send like a ton of emails to my counselors, and it just kind of takes a bit longer to get the answers that I need. So I don't know if there's necessarily anything that could be like done, but like I feel like just maybe like appointments that could be made with administration. But other than that, I think that my school's done the best that they could.
Rebecca, what about you? If the superintendent or the principal is listening right now, what would you say would make things easier for you?
So I have 4 classes each day. So every day my classes go to 1 o'clock and I have to wait until like maybe 1:30 until I've got all my work done to go and have lunch. So what would make it better for me is if we had like a longer period of time than 10 minutes, so I'm not hungry throughout the whole period.
Let me just ask each of you, what has been the most difficult thing, school or not school, about the pandemic for you? What do you miss the most, Rebecca?
We had a lot of like family campfires or birthday parties or something, going bowling, or like just family gatherings that my family and my cousins and everyone would get together, and then the kids would just like run around and stuff. So it's been hard to like stay distanced from my family when they live just like 2 blocks away.
And what about you, Keetra?
My family never really had like cookouts or anything, but like I miss being able to have like large groups of people and just like hanging out with people like downtown, and we like go around to shops, or like we would go do diving, so I would be able to like dive like 3 times a week. So I just really miss being able to like do things outside of my house.
Well, I hope that both of you are able to get back into school at least for a few days a week before the end of this year, especially you, Keetra, so that you can have a little bit more in-person learning before you graduate. That is Keetra Bippas, who is a senior at Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy in Arizona. And we've also been speaking with 6th grader Rebecca Gagneau, a student at the Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School in New York. Thank you so much to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if you are a student listening to this, we'd love to hear from you so we can continue this conversation, especially if you're one of the few who is actually back in the physical classroom. Go to hereandnow.org and tell us how things are going.